This is TCS Weekly, Episode 5, covering the week of February 1st. Again, we're catching up from missing these weeks, so this time I'm doing it while babysitting Isaac. Say hi, Isaac. He's kind of sleepy right now. So, let's get to it. In the news, the first really cool item from Mike Tolte is the Silverlight and WPF control browser. Mike went through and did some hard work finding all of the available controls and created a very neat WPF application that lists all of these and takes advantage of the component vendors' offerings that come in a XBAP or a ZAP format. So he plays it right within the browser, or right within the application using the web browser control. Nice job, Mike. Another Mike, Mike Swanson, has released a test version of his Illustrator for XAML plugin. So Illustrator 2 XAML plugin, I'm sorry. And this beta version is now a test to see if it runs on the Mac. It's one of the very useful tools when you're getting into XAML application design and development, and I hope Mike keeps up the great work. And finally, in the news, the Photosynth Silverlight Viewer has been updated. It now includes point clouds and better object rotation, as well as better animation. This is such a cool project to see it span the continuum from WPF as well as Silverlight. And now, some shared knowledge. One of the really exciting things that was released in the week of February 1st is Quince, which is a UX design pattern explorer. So it's been developed in Silverlight, but the UX design patterns are useful with all UX development. Some of the neat patterns they have in there are active filtering and the annotated scroll bar, and there's plenty more to explore. Okay, we had to take a quick drink break. Now, he's got his cup. Let's move on. The other site I wanted to mention was Alex Knight's Designs. He's a designer working in the XAML space, and he's released a couple of free icons that are pretty nicely done, and they're available for free. And he's also been working on some illustrations and expression design. Neat stuff. In the last bit of shared knowledge, the Build an Image Hotspot Designer in Silverlight article. It's on the Silverlight Sideshow, no, SilverlightShow.net site in the Right to Win contest. And what he's done is he's created a tool to create clickable regions when a user uploads it, a JPEG. The whole source code is available, and nice job writing the article. And now, on to demos. This is a quick episode because he's getting sleepy. All right, so Louis Vuitton Pacific Series 2009. It's a race, a contest of the best sailors in the world. They showed up in New Zealand, and Nigel Parker helped them create a very unique web experience involving real-time graphics and Silverlight. Check it out.
Out towards the left-hand side at the weather mark. That extended, that gave him a little bit more breathing space and extended his lead to 60 or 70 meters.
Another interesting demo is Cal Schrottenbauer went to the inauguration of Obama and has created these panoramas using Deep Zoom and Silverlight. My favorite is the last one where you can see all of the thousands of seats that are empty the day after. And finally, the last demo, Stimulant Labs has created a mashup with a Microsoft Surface and the iPhone. Check out that X-ray action. My name is Adam Kinney, and this has been TCS Weekly. Thanks to my guest host today, Isaac. Say hello, Isaac. He's still not going to say. There. And we'll get number 6 done right after this. First, I gotta give him back to his parents, though. So.